From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Slate's Will Salatin weighs in on the Democratic presidential ticket. But first, we go to Iraq, where the new Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, has given himself the power to declare martial law. Joining me now from Baghdad is Anya Cizadlo. She's a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor. And Anya, what kind of powers does this new law give to Alawi?
Well, it gives him a pretty broad range of powers. I should emphasize that this new law has not declared martial law, but merely given him the power to do so for a set period of time. I believe it's 2 months in certain areas or nationwide, although I think it's probably much more likely to be used only in certain areas. It gives him the power to close off those areas. He can restrict movement in and out. He can monitor mail and telecommunications within those areas. He can also restrict mail and communications. He can freeze assets of people suspected of being insurgents, and also freeze the assets of people suspected of aiding those who are suspected of being insurgents. He can set up a civilian or military administrator for those areas. And he can also release defendants from custody if that's deemed necessary for reasons of internal security. There's a couple more things, but those are sort of the major ones.
So it sounds pretty broad. Any limits to this martial law?
There are some limits, it's an interesting question because they appear to have been added at the last minute. The law was announced originally. It was scheduled to be unveiled on Saturday. That was canceled. Then it was scheduled for Monday. That was also canceled. And it was finally unveiled today. I have a leaked copy of the law that was leaked before Saturday and doesn't mention any of these limits that they're talking about now. For instance, it has to be periodically renewed every 2 months. That's new. And so that seems to suggest that was probably added after pressure from, I would imagine, probably both U.S. and Iraqi stakeholders.
Well, how have Iraqis reacted to this?
You know, a lot of people are very much willing to consider anything that would stop the violence that has been racking this city and this country for over a year. So a lot of people will, you know, say pretty wryly, you know, look, it's horrible, but I want them to do whatever they have to do. And I give an example. I was, I was talking to somebody who said he wanted to see 5 executions a day in the street, if that's what it would take. And then he sort of laughed and said, God, it's horrible that I'm saying that, but that's what we've come to in Iraq these days.
Well, given
on the other hand, a lot of people are very disturbed by the idea of martial law. And they expect the sort of abuses that they saw at Abu Ghraib to continue, and they see martial law as an extension of that.
Not to mention the abuses under Saddam Hussein.
Exactly.
So the U.S. says it's committed to establishing democracy in Iraq. Any reaction from the U.S. to this?
There hasn't been any U.S. reaction that I've seen so far. I imagine that they'll probably stick very close to the line that Iraq is a sovereign country now, and, you know, that they can make their own decisions. But there has been a lot of off-the-record reaction. And what Iraqi sources are telling me, what sort of Iraqi government people are telling me, is that the U.S. was very much urging for checks and balances to sort of mitigate the power of this law, and that they may have even been behind the delays and probably behind the imposition of some checks and balances. I don't know if that's true, but that's what people are telling me.
Anya Cizadlo is a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor. She joined us from Baghdad. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.